WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just feel kinda invisible? Like your thoughts are getting lost in the noise, and you're just hoping no one asks for your opinion because, honestly, you don't even know what it is? Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there, but guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super powerful, building confidence in yourself. Because let's face it, a little self-assurance can go a long way in making you feel like the awesome person you already are. First off, remember that confidence isn't about being cocky or thinking you're better than everyone else. It's about believing in your abilities and trusting your gut even when things get tough. Think of it like this. Confidence is your inner cheerleader, always rooting for you and reminding you that you've got this. Now, how do we cultivate that inner cheerleader? Well, here are a few key takeaways to get us started. 1. Embrace your strengths. We all have things we're naturally good at, whether it's writing a killer email, making people laugh, or baking the most incredible chocolate chip cookies. Seriously, I'm obsessed with those. Make a list of your strengths and talents, no matter how big or small they seem. Recognizing what you're good at is the first step to building confidence in yourself. 2. Challenge your negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this? Stop it. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. Instead, try reframing those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. For example, instead of, I'm not good at public speaking, try, I'm getting better at public speaking every time I practice. 3. Step out of your comfort zone. That's right. Sometimes the best way to build confidence is to face your fears head on. Think about something you've been putting off. Maybe it's joining a new club, asking someone out on a date, or finally taking that pottery class you've always wanted to try. Taking small steps outside your comfort zone can lead to big wins and a whole lot of confidence boost. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, celebrate your achievements. Did you finish that project you've been working on? Nail that presentation at work? Make a delicious meal? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing and celebrating your successes helps build momentum and keeps that confidence flowing. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always make you feel good about yourself, who cheer you on, and offer a listening ear when you need it. Hold on to them tight. Surrounding yourself with positive and supportive people can have a huge impact on your self-confidence. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, this amazing artist who creates stunning sculptures out of recycled materials. She's incredibly talented, but she often doubts herself, thinking, "What if people don't like my work? What if I'm not good enough?" Sound familiar? Sarah decides to take a leap of faith and enter her artwork in a local art competition. It takes guts to put yourself out there, right? Despite her anxieties, Sarah sends in her piece. And guess what? She wins. Not only does Sarah get recognition for her talent, but she also learns that believing in herself was the key to unlocking her potential. Sarah's story shows us that building confidence is a journey, not a destination. There will be moments of doubt and self-criticism, but by practicing these takeaways, embracing your strengths, challenging negative thoughts, stepping outside your comfort zone, celebrating wins, and surrounding yourself with supportive people, you can cultivate that inner belief in yourself and shine bright. Remember, confidence isn't something you're born with, it's a muscle you build over time. So, go out there and flex those confidence muscles. Start small, celebrate your successes, and never underestimate the power of believing in yourself. You got this. And remember to join the conversation on social media, share your thoughts, your wins, and your struggles. Let's keep each other motivated and inspired. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.